Kum lenin ablat gemara. Okay, Mishnah, new pedik. So if I involve a base on the bottom. Okay, we know that the measurements in the midbar were measurements, was, you know, three saw was considered an epha. An isaran is a.
Okay, I'll move up.
The Yisarin is a tenth of an ephah. That's what Yisarin is. So in the times of the Midbar, there was one measurement. Later on, they decided to increase the measurements in Yerushalmi. It's called Midi Yerushalmi. We had a few times in Shas. When they increase it, they call it a sixth, which really is milbar, so milgav, so it's really a fifth. A fifth, so therefore it's a fifth larger than what it was in the Midbar. So the Mishnah now spells it out. Hatoida.
It means the ones that make up the lower levels weren't changed, just the saw level.
For example,
an increase of the minor
everything. For example, we need six saw for the lachme toida. Two ephahs, right? Two ephahs, you need three saws. And one ephah is for the chametz, and one ephah is shared between the three kinds of matzahs. So what's an ephah? Six saw. But that wasn't when they were in the Midbar. When they came to Yerushalayim, it was only five saw. The new version, they increased the measures. All the measures became physically bigger. So it's not like they changed anything. They just made it bigger, and therefore they have a new name. Like they keep on, they change
the
other...
The components of the saw.
Yeah, the ingredients recipe is different now.
The basic ones stay, but the components of the saw.
What do you mean basic ones stay?
In other words, a kazais was a kazais.
So yeah. But the saw okay, was changed. Exactly. Also, they don't use the cheshbon visarin. If somebody else is a tenth, they use kavim. And every saw had six kavim. Every saw has six kavim. So now by them it's five saw, so it's 30 kavim they need in total. And when we were in the midbar, they said it was the six saw with two ephahs. You needed two. What do you call it? You needed two. What do you call it? 40 yisraelim, 20 yisraelim. And the saw is a tenth. Says the Mishnah, "Hatoyda is about chamish saw in the shalmi." The toyda came if you measured by the shalmas, they could measure with five saw and shein sheish mid bodies, which equals to six in the midbar. Shtei ephah, which is a total of two ephahs, because each ephah is three saw. That's six. Ephah saw sorry, and we in this week's parsha we actually have that Avram said you should make three saw of the sailor's kemach. In other words, he talked about an ephah. Esrim isarin. A total of 20 yisarin. A sarin is 10%, so 10 yisarin makes up one eifah, and 20 is two eifahs. Yisarin lechamet, one of the yisarin went for chamet for the 10 loaves, and the yisarin, the other yisarin, the other yisarin went to the matzah, for all matzahs. Asarin lechamet, 10 for chamet, yisarin lechalo. You have 10 loaves of chamet, and you have one yisarin to cover all that. Vasara le matzah, you have 10 for each matzah. We'll soon see. You have 10 in total for each matzah, so it works out to one yisarin for all three matzahs. Uva matzah, sholosh, meaning the three kinds. Chalos, the kikin. There's chalos, the big ones, the kikin are flat wafers. Vrevucha are like a bagel, like a New York bagel, where they boil it in water before they bake it. Nimtzu, according to Rambam, partially boiled. Nimtzu shloisha esrainim v'shlish lechol minimin. If the total of 10 esrainim, 3 saw and ephah for all the matzahs, comes out that each section of matzah had a third of that, 3 and a third. V'shalish chalis l'isarim, and the 3 matzahs together made up 1 isarim. But if you count midi yishalmi, same thing, but midi yishalmi, they didn't work with esrainim, they worked with kavim. So if you have either 6 kavim in a saw, and there were 5 kavim, remember 5 saw in total, according to the new measure, so in yishalmi, so it's 30 kavim. Half went to chametz, 15 kavim went to chametz, so the 10 chalas of chametz had 15 kavim, each one was 1.5, and the other 15 went for the 3 matzahs, so each matzah had 5 kavim. Comes out as 10 chametz, kav, machzah, lechala. Each one had a kav, machzah, kav and a half. Chamisha also lematzah, but there were 30 all up. Every min had 5 kav, which means that shtei chalos lekav. Each chala was a half a kav. Says the Gemara, Hatoyda Hoysebo Chamis on Yishalmi, the Toyda came. 5 saw in Yishalmi, it's been Nohan Emili. How do you know that an Ephah is 3 saw? We started out saying that an Ephah is 3 saw. How do you know? In fact, you ask a question on this week's parasha: why does the Torah use three sarin? They could have used the word eifer, which is a lot shorter. So that means we don't know what an eifer is. We wouldn't have known. So how do we taka know? How do you know? There's a pasuk in Yechezkel that says ha'eifa. There's a measure called eifa, and there's a measure called habas. They're both the same measure. Yeah, the law says to pay maaser 10% of a chaymer, 10% of a chaymer. So therefore, what do we see? A chaymer. If we know that a chaymer is 30 saw, then 10% of a chaymer is 3 saw, and we're calling that an eifa. We're calling that a bas. To carry a tenth of a chaymer, which is bas, new eifa is an eifa, and that's how we know if we say a chaymer is 30 so and 10% of that is 3. Hoksiv, doesn't it say in the same pasuk further, a tenth of a chaymer is an eifa? So if you know that a chaymer is 30 so, then automatically you know that a 10% of that is a bas, and 10% of that is an eifa. So we know, why do you have to learn eifa through bas? It says eifa itself in the pasuk. We don't have no idea what chaymer is. We don't know what it is either. So how in the world do you know that an eifa is three son? From the following pasuk, it says, "V'choik Hashemin," and the amount of oil, habas Hashemin, the measure of oil is bas, maser habas min hakoyer, and a bas is 10% from a koyer, and a koyer we know is 30 saw. And in this pasuk, it doesn't mention eifa. So therefore, we know bas is a 10% of 30 saw, which is 3. And the other pasuk says that the eifa and bas toichenecha are the same measure. That's how we know eifa is 3 saw. So therefore we know. If you want to add, increase the measure, you want to say like a pound from now on is, because they did change over time, you know, different measurements. A pound now is bigger, has more ounces than previously. The maximum you can add is a sixth. If you want to increase, make a matbeya more silver or whatever it is, more of that material, you do not add more than a shtus. And we'll see in a minute why. If you want to make profit, you now make more than a sixth net profit. My time, what's the swara? Was scared, pushed from inflation, that all the prices are going to go up. You know, other people are going to think, oh, there's inflation over here. Why are they suddenly increasing? They don't realize they just see an increase in price. They don't realize the reason why you increase the price is because you have more material there. They just think it's an increase in price. Oh, there's a shortage, a drought. All prices shoot up of everything else. So we're worried about that. Each does not allow, then he shouldn't even allow it up to even less than a sixth. Why should it be inflation for no reason? Elam Shemanog, you have the laws of cheating. You know the bad enough. If it's more than a sixth, what happens? If it's less than a sixth, then Mekach is a deal. If it's exactly a sixth, you got to give back the money. But if it's more than a sixth, the whole deal falls away. And therefore, we are scared like this. We're scared that people don't know. People don't know that the reason why that increased because of that reason, because they put more material. So they're going to go other places. They're going to sell the same old amount. And they're going to increase it by whatever the new price is. And if it's more than a sixth, the whole deal will fall apart. Oh, Marav, if that's the word, called Dava Shemidah, when it comes to a measure, length or mishkal, weight, or minyan, a number, I feel a pogni no chayzer. If you're worried about that, I'm going to overcharge you without realizing it. If it goes by measure, then even if it's less than a sixth, when do we say a sixth? A price on an item, a value of an item. But if it's, give me a dozen eggs, you give me 11, even though it's less than a sixth, the whole deal falls off because you gave a measure. Ella, Mishum Tagra, we're worried about the business people. We worry about the business people that they're going to go out there and they're going to sell. They are going to, what do you call it? They're going to sell the product. Meanwhile, the price, they went to another town. The price, they're going to keep to the old price, for example. And then, meanwhile, the new town, they're going to eat. They now say a pound is not 32 ounces anymore, 16 ounces. A pound is 18 ounces. So he has to give them the 18 ounces, but he charged them the price, the old price. Comes out that he's going to lose money. He's going to lose. So therefore, we made a rule up to a sixth. Diago, you shouldn't come to a loss. Says the Gemara, Diago, you're only worried about he shouldn't make a loss. But profit, we don't care if he makes profit, he doesn't make profit. What do you mean you don't care if he makes profit, he doesn't make profit? Zovan, very important piece of Gemara here. Zovan, if you buy the Zovin and you sell for the same price, Tag, you call a Seicher. Let's say Sasechiv. You have to make profit. Otherwise, what are you in business for? Even though everybody calls them to hear greedy if you want to make a profit. But that's what it's all about. Forget all these things. He found a pasuk in the dash. It says the pasuk, Hashekel esim geder. The shekel is the equivalent of 20 geder.
And the,
sorry? Yeah. But now he says like this, esim shkolim, you give 20 shkolim, chamisha esim shkolim, 25 shkolim, which is a total of 45, and then asar of a chamisha shekel, 15, total of 60 shekel. 60 shekel hamon yilechem. Now, a shekel has four dinarim, so 60 shekel is equivalent of 240. And 240, and it says here that hamona yilechem, that the mona should be yours. So we know that each sela is for dinar, for zuzim, each shekel, but each sela is for zuzim. So there's a total of, if you have 60, 60 times 4 is 240. So this mana now is worth 240. Now we know that the mana in the Midbar is worth half of what the mana in Yerushalayim was worth. Because a mana in the Torah is half of what is, so therefore is double, that's 200. What do you call it? Where are we? So the mana in Eretz Yisrael was double the mana in here. So 100 there, it becomes 200 here. If it's 200, how do you get to 240?
That's t- you said mana shel kodesh, but still in choil, then you still have the old measurement, or that kodesh made it
everywhere. The whole Yishlam, that's how it changed.
And with the whole Eretz Yisrael had that currency then.
Yeah. So they added 40 to 200, which is a fifth. Remember I told you a fifth. A sixth means a fifth. A fifth of 200 is 40. So that's how it became 240. That in the Midbar, which is 100 zuz in the Midbar, 25 shlaim, became in the shlaim double, which is 50, and then became another 40, another 240, which is how you get to 60. Working your way back, that's how you get to 60. Cheska said 60. So we see from here, Shmam in the class, live from here, three things. I'm going to ask, how does the money get to 240? El Shmam in the class. Shmam in a mon of Kodesh, Kafel Haya. From here, you learn now that a mon of Kodesh was double, instead of 100, it was 200. Shmam in a Maisif in Allah Midas, when 200 became 240, so you add to the measurements. The Ain Maisif, you have more than a sixth. And Shmam in a Shtusim Bilbar. How do you get a sixth? Doesn't mean a sixth of 100 or 200. It's a Bilbar, which means it's a fifth of the internal, which is 240. That it became six mid bodies. If you see, that's a fifth. It's only a five became six. That's a fifth. Shmam good raya. Says the next mishnah. From all of them, from all of them, he took echad ma'asara. From you have 40 loaves now. From each one, from each section, 10 four sections of 10. Each one, you took one loaf, and you gave it to the kohen as truma. You took one from 10, Shenemar says, v'hikriv mimenu, you took from it, echad mikol korban, one from each korban, truma l'Hashem. And echad shalayito, it should be a whole one, leparus, don't break up a challah. That's what we said before, if you made four challahs enough, that means you have to break it off while it's still dough. You cannot break it off afterwards when it's whole challahs. Mikol korban, from every korban, shiyah kol ha-kabana, shavi, all the kabana should be exactly the same, that all the numbers of bread should be the same. And shall eat on the korban l'chaveda, you shouldn't take, let's say, an extra loaf from the challah and say, I'm doing this for the matzah. Or an extra loaf of matzah, I'm doing this for the rekikin.
So this is called a korban shavus.
It means the challah.
Within the challah,
it should be, ten each. And then the passage says, you should give it to the kohen who sprays the blood, like kohen adar kadam, hashlamim lo yiyah. So the idea that who gets it? The kohen gets that truma, the one who actually was involved in this korban, v'ashan nechol k'baylim. And the rest of the chalas, the other 36 chalas, and end up with the owner of the teda. You should bring that when you give the truma to the kohen, make sure all 40 chals are together as if they're attached to each other, and you give them to the kohen. Echad shalayitul paros, it shouldn't be broken up. Kol carbon shiyeh kol akabana shavu, they should all be the same. Shalayitul min a carbon lachaveda truma shav, don't bring from one carbon to the other one. Don't bring an extra challah from one segment for the other ones. Any day mekamahi, and I don't know how many. From how many challah should he take one? How did he done? So I will therefore go and judge. Nemakan truma. It says over here truma. when it says you should bring one from 10, one from 20, one from 40, what are we talking about here? It says over here, Truma, Venema, but Truma's Maisa. We also find by a lady after he receives his Maisa, he has to give Truma. In the Truma of Yisrael, there's no Shir in the Torah. So the Rabbanu came along and said, you know, Benini and so on. But in the Truma of the Torah, by a Levi, it says clearly 10%. So Nema can't Truma. Here it says Truma, Venema, but Truma's Maisa, Truma, etc. Truma's Maisa, also Truma. Because it says that you should give Truma Maase Min HaMaise. So we know that just like Maase is 10%, so true, the Truma's Maase is
10%. Is that Truma's Maase got the same room as the
Truma's Maase? Yeah, so it says Tayyidah, it's clear.
In terms of
everything. Zor and everything else. Everything. A Levi's a Zor for that as well. You try to call the kid Truma's Maase. Yeah, everything. Exactly. So over there is 10%, and we call the truma, the chalav, the tayda, also truma. So malahal echem asara, just look at this 10%. So afkan echem asara, maybe one out of every 10 chalas, 10%. That's one way of looking at it. Maybe another way. Nema count truma, but nema b'kudim. B'kudim also is referred to as truma. It says in the pasuk truma. It says Truma's Yodecha, talking about Bekurim there. So Truma's also called Bekurim. And Bekurim is also called Truma. And how much, what percentage you have to give by Bekurim? Malahalan ain't no shir. According to the Torah, there's no shir. Eilu v'shev shir. I pay by Bekurim. So it says clearly Bekurim have no shir. So maybe I've kind of no shir. Maybe if you're also by Torah, I can give whatever I want. Needle to be daima. So who should we compare to? Should we compare the Chalos Torah to Truma's Maiser or compare to Bekurim? Donin Truma Shein Achara Truma. Truma's Maise, once you give the coin, it's over. There's no other Trumas to be given. Truma Shinach Trumas, and by Chalos Torah as well. Once you give the Truma to the coin, it's over. Val Yechir Bekurim, don't bring the Raya from Bekurim. Sheshachrein Truma, by Bekurim, even though, you still have to give normal Truma, Maise, and everything else you have to give from this Tvur, even though after you gave the Bekurim already. So therefore, you can learn from there, maybe. Oy Klachu Derezu, maybe no. Donin Truma Nechel B'mokum Kodesh. Bekurim has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. The Torah has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. But a regular Truma can be eaten anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbanu came along and kicked in the Eretz Amim as also because we were going to Truma in Eretz Amim. But in Eretz Yisrael, you'll have to eat anywhere as long as it's Mokum Torah. So maybe it's more similar to Bekurim. But Truma Nechel B'mokum Kodesh. Yechidol being right. Truma Nechel B'mokum Kodesh. Bekurim has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Tamaloyimer. It says a Pasuk. V'yikriv mimenu. You should bring from it. Truma Lashem. It would be menu. Uksiba Truma's Meiser. By Truma's Meiser, it says the same thing. It says when you take from the Eden Meiser, it says Vahari Mimenu Truma's Hashem. What's the word in Menu? Truma Gzei Shove La Madnu. We learn now La Truma She Echem Asaras. We learn now from where? From Truma's Meiser. Truma from the Lech Meitayde from Truma's Meiser. That is 10%. One out of every 10 chalas you got to give to the coin. Avaleina Yedem Mekama. Yes. We still don't know how much dough you should use that when you make the chametz. How much of it should be chametz? How much of it should be chametz? How much should be matzah? All other menachas are not chametz. Are all matzah, except the shtei lechem. But all the menachas are just matzah, like lach minozim and everywhere else. It's all how do we know how much chametz should be? Mekami chala, how do you done? We're done. Nema kan. It says here lechem. Here it says. It says al chalis lechem chametz, so we call it lechem. We talk about the Torah, carbon Torah. If a nemel halmish de lechem, I had other carbon, which is lechem, which is the two loaves of bread with the sheep on the shavuos. It also says the lechem. You should bring lechem trufa malahalo. No, just like over there, isarin lechala. There's a holy sarin for each chala. There's two chalas. There's two israinas by shavuos. So over here also, when it says lechem, how much dough should be one isarin? The Torah says you got to use two israinas for the full 40 chalas. And by chametz, we learn out from the Mishnah Lechem that you use one full isaron for the chametz, and that leaves the other isaron for all 30 matzahs. Oiklach, that's what we're looking at. Oiklach, l'derazu, or perhaps you should look another way. Nemekan lechem lechaponim. By lechaponim, also you find lechem malahal shnei yisroinis, just like over there. Just like over there, that is two Israelis, because it's 24 Israelis. So each chal is two Israelis. Afkan shnei Israelis. Maybe each one should be, maybe the whole chomet should be two Israelis. Needle limi daima. Should we compare to lechem upon mishte lechem? Donin mincha habor chomet im hazevach. Should we learn by Shavuos you bring the shtei lechem together with an animal? By Teide you bring the lachme Teide together with an animal. Mashenki in the lechem upon him, there's no association with any animal. So the Chayde you would say that The lach metayda is similar, resembles, or is very similar to lechem, yishtay lechem. We should learn a mincha, the carbon tide. I think we care where it comes from. We don't care when it, just like lechem panim. We don't care where the wheat comes from. We don't care if it's chadash. We don't care if it's yashin. Same thing by lechem panim. We don't care. But when it comes to shtei lechem, the whole vart of shtei lechem, it has to be dafke from moshe seichem, and it has to be chadash and so on and so forth. So the chayde, the lechem tide resembles lechem panim. That comes from either Israel or Chutzlaretz, min haChadash or min haYashan. Min mincha haba meiz v'Chutzlaretz min haChadash min haYashan. V'al yechichu, don't be ready. Shtei alechem she'ein bois ele min haChadash. It can only be used with Chadash. U min haAretz. It can only be done from Israel. Because it says min moish v'yseichem. It says the pasuk moish v'yseichem toviu lechem moish v'yseichem v'dashen. That's be'at Israel.
Yeah. You've got a
koimitz
and what do you call it? The Voyna too, haven't you?
Sorry?
With a kol toida. When you bring the bread offering,
no.
Is there a koimitz and
the
Voyna?
No.
The chalos goes to the bailiff.
Yeah,
okay. So yeah. So it doesn't get that goes to his bech.
And you've got the lechem upon you, or got the Voyna associated.
Sometimes we use that, sometimes we don't use that. Yeah, I don't know. You're, don't bring me shtei lechem. That's why it says in pasuk, "Mimoishvoyseichem taviu lechetnufa." Taviu is extra and plural. It could have said "Mimoishvoyseichem lechetnufa." We know what we're talking about. Taviu means there's something else that you also have to bring. That's very similar. We're including lachmei teida. As well, that's what one is sudden per challah for the whole challah. You don't need it. Taviyu is action. Anything you bring somewhere else, even though you're allowed to bring it from chutz la'aretz, like the lach meteida, but I want in certain respects to be similar to the shtei lechem. Which respect? Malahal and isarun lechala. Just like by shtei lechem, each chala is made up of one isarun, a tenth of an eifah of flour. Afkan isarun lechala. So to lach meteida, the chametz part of it has one isarun, and the other isarun is for the rest of the matzah. I.e. malahal and shnei isarunis. So the total of shtei lechem is two isarunis, with two loaves of bread, two isarunis. Maybe over here afkan isarunis, even though it's one. We break down to 10. Maybe you have to have two Israelis. Tamalayme, we learn out the word. It says tiyena, which is again extra. It says chametz tefen. It says tiyena. It says the pasuk. We say to be like a two shtayim shnei. So toilas tiyena, and we'll see more later. There's an extra yud here. Lamadnu asara lechametz asara lematzah. There's two yuds there. One for chametz, one for matzah. That one isarin goes to the taki, the two isarinis by the lachme, by shtei lechem. One isarin goes to the chametz, and one isarin goes to the matzah. The matzah and I. Okay, so that's what chametz. Sorry, we won't use the extra yud. We can use one yud not for the 10 for chametz. Fine. The matzah and nine. How you know the other isarin covers the entire matzah, the whole gamut, and that you know one all the matzahs have to share the other isarin. It says in the pasuk, "Al chalis lechem chametz neged chametz." It says, "Al chalis chametz." You bring the carbon, so there's chametz and all the other matzahs equal to the chametz. Just like over here, you have one isarun. Here also, you have one isarun. How the matzah nimtzu esri misrein is a total of 20 isreinis, right? 20 isreinis, 10 isreinis. So 3 saw goes for the chametz, and 10 isreinis, 3 saw go for the matzah. Lach meteid a total of 20 sinus. Asor lechamed vasor lematzah. Yochol asor shematzah lo yia kulan minechad. Okay, you need 10 for the matzah, but who said you need 3 kinds of matzahs? So maybe just like chametz, you have one kind of chametz, which there is only one kind. Maybe you have one kind of matzah. I know you have 3 kinds of matzah. We have, you know, the kikin and chalas and ruvachin. Tamalim, it says in pasuk, im al teide yakrivenu. If you bring the teide, vehikriv al zevachat teide, you should bring chalos matzos belul b'shemen. Then it says urikike matzos. Again, it's urikike b'shuchim b'shemen. And then it says v'soilus mubeches, which I told you before means when you boil it like a bagel. It says three kinds nimtzu shloish esrainim. v'shlish l'chol min min. Since we have, we only know there's 10 esrainim for all the matzahs, and we know there's 3 kinds of matzahs. Each kind of matzah has a third of that, which is 3 1/3. L'chol min v'shalish chalas l'isarim. And then you have 3 chalas. You have 3 matzahs make up 1 isarim. V'nimtzu comes out in total now. Lach mitayt is abayim 40. Noitlman arba, you take one off from each one, which is 4, you give it to the coin, the coin, Vashan echala bailin, the rest are eaten by the bailin. That's the braisa. Amma, let's analyze this. You said, he could eat me menu mina mechuba, you should bring when it's attached. Elamiata, if so, the chsiv, it says it's possibly by an animal. It's called chelboi, all of its fats. Yari mi menu, you should lift it and put it on his beyach. Hosam mai mechuba. How can you keep it attached? Don't you cut up the animal? Yes, the animal, keep the animal whole. We're about 8 lines from the bottom of the page. Keep the animal whole. You keep the animal whole before you take the fats off. So it is mechuber as well. You said you gave us a choice. There's another truma. Excuse me. Vanilla wine we learn out from Trumas Midian. By Midian also they had to give to Moshe and the girls. And over there was a 50th. So maybe that's the share. 2%. Donin Truma and Heges Ladoidim and Truma and Negladoidis. You only learn from the one off event. Val Truma and Trumas Midian and Negladoidis. Okay. Vanilla wine we learn with Trumas Chala, which is 1 out of 48. We know the difference between a bakery and a private person. By a private person, challah is 1 out of 24. We learned yesterday that the amount of flour you have to use for challah is, remember, how to remember it? The word challah, which is 43 and a fifth. The fifth is the hay from the end of challah. So the 43 and a fifth. And a bakery, because they do so much, we give them a special dispensation. The whole shears that I bought anyway is a 48th. And at home, it's a 24th. So now we're talking about, I guess, the bakery. Is lechayle? Went listen from there. That's roughly 2%. How do you know to go to learn from Trumas Meiser? So the Gemara v'neil drum challah, which is a common event. Tov v'rabbi Shmuel donin dover shnema boy mimenu. We let's learn something which has the word mimenu. Lafukei treyov challah nema boy mimenu. Remember we had the word mimenu before. That's written by Trumas Meiser. It's written by Kalach v'Teide, but it's not written by. Trumas Challah. Le'emem et Rosh Hashem. Boy, Rav has a question. Trumas Lach Mitoid. Since we refer to it as a Truma, does Lach Mitoid have all the dinim of Truma? Moshe asked before if Trumas Mais has all the dinim of Truma. Of course it does. But what about Lach Mitoid? Since we're calling it Truma and we're comparing it to Trumas Mais, do we have all the same dinim that you chay if you ate it, you know, when you shouldn't have, but maize it, get misa, b'shaygi, get pain, actually chaymish, and all that. Boy, Rav, Trumas Lach Mitoid, the Truma of Lach Mitoid, which you give to the Koyin. Chayovin Alei Misa, if somebody b'meiz it, eats it, are they azor? Are they chay Misa? Or chaymish, and they b'shaygi, the chay of a chaymish? Yeah, what is it? I ain't chayovin Alei. It is Kochim Kalim, because you're allowed to eat in Hoishlein and anything else. The whole Tayyid is Kochim Kalim. But if you can bring, it to Truma, the Tayyid calls it Truma. And you're learning dinim from Truma's Maisa, which is Mamish Truma. So maybe, for whatever reason, the bread has a chalois of Truma. So we say, Kivan, the question is, Kivan is Trumas Maisi, Trumas Maisi, Domi, is it exactly like Trumas Maisi in every respect? Or Dilma, or perhaps, it says in Posik, it says by Truma, when it talks about Truma, if a Zor eats it, he's Chai Misa, it says, they will Maisi Voy, you will die because of it. What do you mean, boy, it? Obviously, we're talking about Truma, he ate it. Maybe it's coming to limit, only for Truma, you Chai Misa, not other things that are also referred to as Truma. Then it says v'chamishis, or by the case of shaygig, it says v'chamishis. So it's chamishis. What do you mean? It's, I mean, we're talking about it. That only this kind of truma, not other kind of truma. Mi'e rachmana, the Ted is mayed it. That's one question we don't answer. Another question is midamas. Is it like any other truma? If it falls in a whole pile of chulin, it's now demu. It's mixed in. You cannot eat it. No, does it have a whole status of truma or not? Same kind of question. And what by truma we say is you need 101 times chulin versus the truma before you can eat it. So the same thing applies to chalos teider that the party gave to the coin. I do. I the mass. Take all this question may take 100%. Oh, my you said before. Tam lemi tiyena my tamuda. How do we learn from the word tiyena? What you said before that tiyena, we know that there's 10 that is 10 one hosara and 10 chalas by the chal. How do you know? It's written Tiyena with two yudin. One yud is extra. Must be to tell you that 10 loaves for the Lachmei Teda. The 10 loaves for the Lachmei Teda. So how do you know that it's big amounts? We learned in the times of the Mishlaim, it's 1.5 kavin, because 15 kavin, 1.5 kavin per challah. Maybe it's a half a kav, because it's a small amount. Maybe it's a half a kav per challah. Amar Rava, b'Yisroinis dibra kosev. But Pasuk is not talking about here kavim. We're talking about Yisroinis. And yud means 10 Yisroinis, which is a full frisa or a full eifa. Lamadnu asar lechametz 10 for chametz, and we know already. And asar lematzah minayin haino tefer matzah, because we learned that matzah is the equivalent of chametz. Tamalema al chalos lechem chametz kineged chametz havi matzah. How much matzah should you bring? The same amount, the equivalent amount you bring for chametz. The gemara v'chidaver halama behekish chayzim alama behekish. Something that you learn a hekish, the whole thing of chametz you learn out from a hekish mimenu menu, and now that's coming to teach you regarding the matzah. We're comparing truma because it's called truma. We're comparing, it's not Gzei Shava, we're just comparing it. But it's not Gzei Shava, only if it's extra, there's nothing extra there. The Chidavar Alama Behekesh, Chayzim Alama Behekesh. Sigmar says, Hey Menu Vidavar Achru, Vichol Hey Menu Vachala Behekesh. Since it's two things, like you just said, it has the word Hey Menu. And the fact that it's called truma is very similar, so it's not really a Hekesh. Because they have two similarities. So the answer says Taviyu, extra ribu. Taviyu, bring them, must be to include matzah as well. So that's, it's not, we're not relying on the hekesh with the word Taviyu. Shabbos everybody.